Sorry, English or Ukrainian?
English.
English, okay. So, we are talking about Magento. I'm not sure whether you are familiar or not with it, but Magento is an e-commerce platform, and it is the biggest e-commerce on the world, and today we are doing a presentation for it about its features, how to code, and how we can contribute on Magento. Starting from history, what I said before, it was released on March 31, 2018, and currently it is owned by Adobe. These are the statistics for last year. As you can see, this is only for e-commerce sites, not in general. It is not very clear to see, but in the first place is Magento, second place is Magento One, and the eighth place is Magento Enterprise. As you can see from this, it's very clear that Magento is the most popular, and it is for quite some reasons, which I will expand on later. An overview of Magento main features. I have done the most known and advantages that it has compared to other e-commerce platforms. It offers an improved front-end. It has really good code standards, and it's really fast and stable compared to other platforms, especially for big stores. When you have thousands of products, it doesn't affect the site performance. Magento is really known for its admin panel, because on the same place you can manage orders, you can manage customers, you can manage CMS content and everything else. So you don't have to get extra APIs or integrations in order to have them. You have them all in one place. As you can, this is for the order management thing. In my opinion, the main feature that Magento offers is the multi-store thing. When you can have a separate store for, let's say, for each country, or a separate store for different intentions you might have, and what this offers more is that you can separate the orders for each store. So let's say you have a store in USA and another store in France. On the admin, you can know what stores you have from the USA part and what orders you have on the French part. Also, on the admin, you have a lot of features, like you can complete orders, you can ship them, or you can refund them, or you can even partially refund. It offers also protection from fraud, orders, and many other stuff. Also, as analytics, Magento has built-in features when you can see how many orders you have from what countries and a lot of other things. Tools for advertising and marketing. The most important thing for me is the catalog and price rules. So it allows you to target your customers. It has a lot of options to do that. The main features that is almost used by all our customers are the card price rules and the catalog price rules. Catalog management. A different type of products, virtual, bundled, and configurable. Magento has an awesome tool for configurable products, which is one of the most used tools on Magento, especially on Magento 2, since it has a lot of features compared with Magento 1. It offers you to manage your inventory straight on Magento. You don't have to have extra integrations, but if you want to, you can do them. So it's your option to choose whether you want to manage stuff on Magento or another platforms. Fully self-centered, Magento has a built-in functionality related to SEO. It is considered as a really important thing, especially nowadays. It has friendly URLs compared with Magento, and you have meta tags for each product, category, or CMS pages. Also, another feature I want to mention is checkout shipping and payment. It's a multi-shipping checkout. Let's say you have three products on your cart and you can choose to ship them on different places. It's really, so you don't have to place three orders. Instead, you place one order and you choose three shipping addresses. Let's say you want to send one order in New York, one order in Washington, and different stuff. Also, it has a lot of built-in payment methods, PayPal, Authorize.net, Braintree, and a lot more. Tracking analytics and reporting. This is what I mentioned before, that it allows you to see how are your sales going, the tax reports, abandoned shopping cart, share with a friend, and so on. The reason why I choose to be here is because Magento is an open source software, and the importance of Magento community, the Magento devs know, is really high. When Magento 2 was first released in 2014, it has a lot of bugs. And Magento, for quite some time, regretted releasing that. But then a lot of these bugs were not fixed from Magento, but from the Magento team. And it was then when the Magento community role was so significant. Magento has its own GitHub repo, where you can go there, you can clone it, or you can copy it locally. And so it's really easy to work with Magento. To collaborate it. You just have to copy the repo from GitHub. You just have to find the bug. And if you are able to fix it, you just have to push it on GitHub, create a pull request, and it will be reviewed by Magento team. And if it's considered to be valid, your pull request will be merged with the GitHub repo, and so you will be considered a Magento contributor. So it's very easy, but it's hard to learn Magento, but then it's very easy to be a Magento contributor and a part of Magento community. The GitHub repo was first released on December 2014. This is for the Magento 2, and on this month, the first public pull request was merged. So, these are statistics from the last year. Magento was represented in 180 countries. It has a lot of members, 255,000, and it has a lot of events. On separate countries, but the most important one, it's held every year in Las Vegas called Magento Imagine. It's there where all Magento merchants are gathered and they discuss about different things. It was last week and Sarah was there with four employees. So to be a part of Magento community, you don't have to be a developer, but let's say you have to use and you have to like Magento. Or you have to be an advocate for it. I have been working with Magento for 2 years, and to be honest, I have not done any commit or any pull request on the GitHub. It's very difficult. But let's say what I'm doing right now, I am part of the Magento community, since I am trying to be an advocate for it, and I am trying to say to let people know about Magento. So you can be Magento contributors on GitHub, or you can even be part of Magento forums, and you can help other people there. And the questions in these forums are not just related to code. You can have admin configuration or SEO or any other stuff, and you can help other people if you know to answer. You can be part of meetup events like you are doing right now. These are stats from the last year. More than 600 contributors, 2,200 issue closed, and more than 3,000 pull requests. This is an expression that Magento uses for its for its community. The community that contributes to improve something is the one that defines something for the next generation of users, advocates, and enables. So it means that if we fix something today, we make the life of what comes after us easier. Magento has also a paid version, which is called Enterprise or Commons version. And here I have tried to make a difference between those two and to see which one is better and which not. Of course, the Magento Commerce version costs more, since and it is not open source. So if you buy it and you use it in one of your projects, if you have an issue, you have to send a ticket to Magento, and the Magento team will review and should fix it. Whereas on the Magento community part, if you choose it, you have to fix it on your own, or you have to wait for the next release and to see if that issue is fixed. But as you can see from the table here, the Magento Commerce performance is usually better, and this is obviously because of the stability that it offers. But in the same time, it costs a lot more, and also its implementation time is higher. As you can see, 6 to 8 weeks it takes for the community version, and 14 to 16 weeks it takes for the Commerce version. These are some features that Magento Commerce offers, but it's not that they are not on Magento community. They are a Magento community, but on Magento Commerce they have more options. They have more features. Starting the biggest one, which is the page builder, because Magento has had one main disadvantage, and that is being able to manage the page content or the blogs. It has had a very, really not good way of managing it, whereas the page builder is quite a revolution. It is included in Magento 2.3 version, and it offers it. I would compare it with WordPress. It's like having WordPress in Magento. Page builder is a really important tool, and also many other stuff, plugin sales, everything. Magento also has some disadvantages, because if it would have advantages, it would be very good to be true. The first of all is the cost of Magento e-commerce website. Magento is considered as the most expensive compared to other technologies. Even if you choose Magento community, it's very, very difficult to being able to manage it on your own. So you will surely need a company to do it for you. And Magento companies are really expensive. It's really complicated for the beginners. It takes a lot of time, also money, because there are not too many tutorials online on which you can learn from. The only one are controlled by Magento and are very expensive. It still has a lot of bugs, because it's such a big software that it's impossible to be perfect in every side of it, especially nowadays where the environment is very dynamic and changing day after day. So there are times when you will certainly need a company to fix the bugs for you. It may be slow on shared servers, so the server should be really powerful. And also, lack of Magento technical support. This sometimes Magento team takes too much time to answer or to fix your tickets, and it will certainly cost you a lot of money. Now I would like to talk with what Magento is built on and what does it use for its code. So PHP is used for the backend part, HTML and CSS for frontend, jQuery, Require.js and Knockout.js are used mostly for JavaScript resources. Third-party library, Composer, Nginx, and MySQL. On Magento 2, it is advised to have PHP version higher than 7.1. And also, the coding standard that is used now is the last one, is PCR4. As I mentioned before, Magento is very stable and it is also very extendability, so it's very easy to add a new feature on Magento. As soon as you get familiar with it, with the code structure, if you want to add something extra, it's really easy. There is one thing that you should bear in mind, that you cannot add an extra functionality to the theme development. This is one of the most often bugs. Instead, you have to create a custom module for it. On the theme, you just have to extend functionality, but you shouldn't create a new one. Magento also can be integrated with a lot of external APIs, and it's very easy. Since it uses Composer, adding a new library or a new extension of Magento is very easy. You just need two Composer commands, and then you just have to do the configurations. So as I mentioned in the first place, I am a front-end developer, and here I have I want to talk a little bit of ease of front-end customization. Magento comes in with two built-in themes, with Blank and Luma theme, and you either can install a custom theme, you can build one, but we advise that you should build a child theme on this theme. So you inherit either from Blank or Luma theme, and then you can create your custom theme. In your theme, you still have to follow the Magento coding standard. So every time you want to add a custom file, you should go and review how Magento does it on Luma theme, and you should do the same thing on your child theme, because if you do it differently, it will work, but the page performance will be damaged from that. Security overview of Magento. Magento really often releases patches related to its security. The most important feature here that is helping us a lot is use of non-default Magento admin URL. So you can add there a custom URL, and this makes it almost impossible for the attackers to find the admin URL and damage the site. It has a flexible file system ownership and permissions, but to be honest, I can't say much about it. I'm not a DevOps. This is the Magento technology stack: PHP, CSS, HTML, Composer, Nginx, Apache, Varnish, which is a new thing on Magento 2. And these are some of the tools that we use at Sharrow. Jenkins, it's kind of a program that runs commands for you. Let's say as soon as we merge a pull request, it will automatically deploy stuff. So what we try to do at Sharrow, we try to do things automatically and make them less manually. And all these tools help us. Capistrano is for deployments, Bitbucket, DeployHQ, and packages, many more. The future of Magento is considered to be on progressive web apps. It will be used highly for the front end, and it will be mostly React or Vue.js. Progressive web apps are web applications that can be installed on your device, and you don't have to have internet to browse the site or to add products to your cart. The only part when you will need internet access will be when you check out. This makes it a lot easier. The websites are faster and they are more stable and reliable. Magento PWA Studios is designed for developers to use on iStore as progressive web apps. The web apps can be downloaded to your phone, and you can either get notifications for them. So let's say you add a product and it is out of stock. The moment that this product is on stock, you will get a notification to your device. These are the features of basic web apps. As I mentioned, is it fast on offline mode and shareable content? I guess this is all.